president of Caribbean American Heritage Foundation of Texas and principal of LB Marketing Solutions. We're missing our co-host today. It was Peppy Park, who is out on business, and we sure miss her today. This is a show where we discuss issues affecting our Caribbean community. If you would like to be a guest on the show or just want to share our views, please email us at caribscene@gmail.com. Continuing our segment on Women's History Month, today we're focusing on local Caribbean women that I consider the unsung heroes. Please welcome our guest today, Marissa Alexis Lewis, president of Elite Housekeepers. Good morning, Marissa. How are you?
Good morning, Lucia. How are you? I'm doing well.
Thanks for agreeing to chat with me so early on a Saturday morning.
My pleasure.
Today we're discussing issues facing Caribbean nationals as entrepreneurs in the diaspora. Marissa, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, originally I was born in Trinidad. My family migrated here back in 1974 to Baytown, Texas. I went to school here in Texas. I went to college here in Texas. I was married about 16 years ago after college, and I worked as a paralegal for a very long time.
Do you visit Trinidad often?
Well, honestly, I don't visit often. The last time I went back to Trinidad was in October, after about 15 years of not going.
Well, I've never been to Trinidad, but I do have close friends who grew up there. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Caribbean nationals have always had an entrepreneurial spirit. Growing up, nothing was handed to you. You pretty much had to work to survive. There was no government assistance, and most people made it by being very innovative. I remember my grandmother owned a grocery shop, my grandfather owned a cabinet making shop, and when my grandmother retired, my dad took over the building and started an upholstery shop.
Well, what started you motivating to start my own business was my children. I had my oldest daughter, who's now 16. I had to figure out a way to be involved in her life and still make money, you know. And so with the housekeeping service, I could run my business at home and still go to my daughter's school, which was my main priority, and still cook for my husband, because, you know, West Indian men have to have their food.
So
was my motivating factor. Something that I could do from my home that my family could still have access to me.
Very good. How old were you when you got started?
About 30.
Okay, that's pretty good. I need to ask, in launching your housekeeping business, were there any obstacles encountered during that process?
Oh, there's always obstacles. I'm not going to sit here and say everything is peaches and creams, because it's not. Anytime you own your own business or work for yourself, it's going to be 10 times harder than when you're working for a company. You are it. You are the CEO, the head honcho, you're the bookkeeper, the tax preparer, you are, you know, the marketing person. So basically, there was lots of hiccups. There were lots of challenges along the way. But I knew that I wasn't gonna stop. I wasn't gonna let that deter me from doing what I wanted to do.
So you had to come up with a creative way of balancing family, life, career.
Yes, and I'm still working on that part.
That's great. That is great. I mean, it's not easy being a woman, is it?
No, it's not. No, it is not. As you know, being a woman and running your own business, and my business at home, so my kids are constantly in here. Mom, I need this. I need that. And my husband is, what time is dinner going to be ready? And the phone is ringing, and on and on and on. But no, it's not easy. But I wouldn't trade my life for anything.
I understand. We'll now take a short break. You're listening to the Carib Scene Radio Show. Please feel free to send us your comments at caribscene@gmail.com. We will be right back after these messages.
Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Caribbean American Heritage Foundation of Texas. Our goal is to promote the Caribbean culture and its rich heritage. We seek to work with organizations as well as individuals for the good of the community. Be sure to tune into our weekly podcast for the latest news and information about people and associations who make a difference for our people. And don't forget, June is Caribbean Heritage Month. Let's celebrate it together. One Caribbean, one culture.
Welcome back to Carib Scene. I'm your host, Lucia Bates, and today we're chatting with Marissa Alexis Lewis of Elite Housekeeping Cleaning Service. Today we're discussing issues facing Caribbean nationals as entrepreneurs in the diaspora. Before the break, we were discussing how Marissa got started and what some of the obstacles were that she encountered during the process. So Marissa, were you able to utilize the Small Business Development Center? There is one at Lee College.
Yes, I did use the Small Business Development Center. They were, they were part of me with my business, but I relied on a lot of people that I knew in the past that had businesses. One of them is my really good friend. She's also my bookkeeper. She had been running her own business for about 15 years prior to me starting mine. And so I would bounce ideas off of her, as well as she would, you know, give me her opinion on a lot of things. And what caused me to be successful, because my success didn't come originally at the beginning. It took me time to grow and to mature as a business owner and to find the balance between everything. And now, finally, within the past 2 years, is when everything is starting to head in the right direction in terms of my business.
Great. And how many years have you been in the business again?
10 years.
10 years. That is pretty good. That is pretty good. And how have you found the economy? How has it affected your business?
Our housekeeping service, we promote our service as a service that people can afford. And so the everyday working woman can afford our service. So the economy has not hit us in any way. I feel sorry for those people who are dealing with that. But honestly, for the past 6 months, I've gotten nothing but increases of phone calls with people requesting to get their house cleaned. And so that's a blessing from my standpoint.
Wow, that is excellent. You know, being of Caribbean heritage, are you aware of any other Caribbean housekeeping companies in the area or even the state?
There is another housekeeping service. It's called Dynamaid. But she's okay. Kind of smaller. I think she's just getting started. And so I've reached out to her and told her, you know, hey, we are both from the Caribbean. I am more than willing to forward business in her direction and vice versa. She's young. She has an entrepreneur. She has the most success. I believe she's from St. Croix, the United States Virgin Islands.
So is she in Baytown also?
She is in Baytown, yes.
Okay, very good, very good. Who is your largest competition, and why do you think they are your largest competition?
Our largest competition would probably be Molly Maids or Mary Maids or that type of service, because that's what I'm trying to put my business on the same level as those franchises. And so the smaller companies or the independently owned companies like myself, I don't really consider them competition, because when you go into the mall, you have more than one store to choose from. You don't just have a mall full of JCPenney's. You have Macy's, you have Nordstrom's, you have all these other options. And so I really don't see anybody as my major competition. I just see us all as business owners trying to, you know, make a name for our business and to provide quality service.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds great. Do you have many Caribbean customers?
In my area, where I live in Baytown, Texas, no ma'am. I don't have a lot of Caribbean people. I do have some Caribbean people. I wish that I had more. And actually, what we're planning to do within a year is do a foundation that's going to help people with cancer, or mostly geared toward cancer people going through treatments, to help them get their house cleaned. And so hopefully, once that starts, I'll have a grand launching of the foundation and have a party and try to get more Caribbean people on board. And hopefully, once they see what our services is providing, they'll be more in tuned or more likely to jump on board and actually use the service because it's affordable.
You know, are you doing anything right now to try to reach those individuals?
You know what? No. And that's one of the things, that's one of the reasons that I was elated when you invited me to be part of the program. That I can get my name out there. I love the Caribbean. I love the Caribbean people. And so hopefully this will just be one of the many things that I can do to reach out to the people in the Caribbean in this area.
Okay. That's great. What marketing tools are you currently using to expand your client base?
Well, currently we do a lot of flyers. I advertise in the Yellow Book, both online and the actual Yellow Book. I also use a company called LB Marketing Solutions.
That's me.
Who is going to help me really get my name out there. One of the things that I kind of wanted to do was to kind of focus on what our company does. We just don't do cleaning. We do residential and commercial cleaning, but mostly residential. We do party planning, party cleaning, setups, catering in terms of if you need someone to serve food at a party, our company provides the employees for you to do that. We also do provide window cleaning service as well as carpet cleaning. And so we have an array of things that we do. When you see here Elite Housekeepers, you're thinking, okay, someone coming in and cleaning my house. But we try to provide a gamut of things that we can actually have to provide services to different to meet different people's needs.
Okay. Do you have a selected list of let's see, items that you clean or certain things that you clean and what you do and what you don't? And there are additional costs?
And actually, yes, we do. And we also have a company profile sheet that we give to most of our customers so they can kind of know the terms and conditions of the service so that you can know exactly what you're getting and what you're paying for.
That is excellent. That is excellent. That way there aren't any questions as to, you know, what was not done.
Well, we provide also, when the ladies come out to clean, we provide a quality control sheet. So at the end of the cleaning, the person in charge that day, the crew leader, she goes in and fills out a quality control sheet so that the customer can see this is what we did.
That is great. That is awesome, Mark. Before we break, I would like to ask, are there any other entrepreneurs in the family?
Well, let's see. Well, I guess you consider entrepreneurs. My grandmother, she worked for herself. She was a cake baker and a cake decorator. And the small village that I'm from in Trinidad is called Princesstown. And everybody knows my grandmother. She's deceased now, but they know that if you're getting married or you're having a christening or you're having any type of formal thing, that would be the person to go to. My mom now sells fragrant body oils. So she's jumping on the entrepreneurial bandwagon.
That's very good. That's very good. You know, because I was about to ask you, I was going to say that being so young, you probably never experienced it yourself, but did your family ever share stories of families that made it back in Trinidad by being very resourceful? Which, from what you're saying, your grandmother certainly is one of those individuals.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're talking about resourceful. That's my mom, too, because I still can't understand. My mom had three children, which was a small number compared to other Caribbean families, but this lady would cook one chicken at least twice. And so that being resourceful, that definitely came from my mom. She always found a way to make ends meet, regardless of what the finances were at the time. And I think we've come away from that, and it's kind of sad because we're a little spoiled in a certain degree, and so we really didn't see the same type of hardships that they did. So it's hard for us to truly appreciate why a lot of the people from the Caribbean do the things that they do, or, you know, are so very conservative in that sense.
I agree.
My last trip to Trinidad, it brought me back with a new perspective. When we went to Trinidad, we ordered, let's just say we went to a restaurant. They would give you your food, and they would give you one napkin. Here, when you go to the restaurant, you go and pick up 5, 6, 7 napkins, not even if you don't use them. And so that put things in a new perspective because it started making me appreciate things more when I went to Trinidad and I came back here. it was refreshing and it brought me back to reality. On the last trip, another thing that happened, my cousin came and said, okay, you can't wash today. And I'm like, why can't I wash? And she said, oh, they're taking the water today. What do you mean they're taking the water today? She said, oh yeah, the water, we're going to have to use water from the reserve or the tank or whatever it is it's called. And I said, so I can't wash it. I said, the people just going to take the water? She said, oh, we got to do it once a week. Okay, I mean, excuse me? And so all of those things, when I came back here, I had a whole new perspective. And actually, it was very good because now I take the things that I have and I don't take them for granted. Because here it is, I can go wash anytime I want to. Who's going to tell me what time to wash and when, what day I can wash? But, you know, in Trinidad, it was different. And that's the way that they live and that's the way they're used to it because they're trying to preserve what they have.
You know, Marissa, I think that this is just throughout the Caribbean islands. Sometimes I wish my daughters would have experienced some of those hardships. I think they really would not take things for granted and really appreciate what it is they have. And not just my kids. I think the first generation Americans have really come as to what we have done, how hard we have worked to get where we are.
Oh, yes.
And to provide
for. I agree. And because even I'm guilty of it, Lucia. I came here as a little girl into America, and so when my mom talks about parent toting water, I'm like, toting water? What you mean toting water? carrying water and all these things. It just kind of you can't fathom the idea unless you really live it. And so our kids and the younger generation, they don't have a clue. So what would probably be good is we probably need to get together and do some type of trip to several different islands and let the youth see exactly, not just make them go on vacation, actually take them down there to go work. Take them to certain villages in Trinidad or St. Lucia or Dominica or Antigua or Jamaica where these people are still having outhouses. And believe it or not, it still exists.
Okay, well, we'll take a short break now. You're listening to the Carib Scene radio show with your host, Lucia Bates, chatting with Marissa Alexis Lewis of Elite Housekeepers of Baytown, Texas. Feel free to send us your comments at caribscene@gmail.com. We'll be back after these messages.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back. Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just 20 bucks in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Carib Scene. I'm your host, Lucia Bates, and today we're talking with Marissa Alexis Lewis of Elite Housekeepers of Baytown, Texas. We're discussing issues facing Caribbean nationals as entrepreneurs in the diaspora. Marissa, give us a little bit of information. Tell how we can contact you.
I can be reached at www.elitehousekeepers.com. That's my website. I can also be reached at 281-427-6328. For those of you who want to speak with me directly, you can call me on my cell phone, 281-932-0616. For clarification, the website is www.elitehousekeepers.com. It is E-L-I-T-E-H-O-U-S-E-K-E-E-P-E-R-S. EliteHousekeepers.com, excuse me. You can also email me, EliteHousekeepers@gmail.com.
Okay, before the break, we were discussing entrepreneurship in the family and the resourcefulness of Caribbean nationals. And Marissa was candidly talking about visiting Trinidad and being experienced to situations that she had not been, you know, ever experienced in Texas. Can you tell us a little bit more about some of your experiences and the difference between the two places?
Well, one of the differences for me is I live in Baytown, but it's nothing for me to get in my car and drive to Houston. I mean, that's just part of the program. Not everything that I need or do is in Baytown. In Trinidad, which is a small island, it seemed like an act of Congress to get from one end of the island to the other. I would say, okay, I'm living in Princeton. I would tell my cousin or whoever, okay, today let's go to Port of Spain, which is the capital. And he would say, Port of Spain? We went all the way down there for what? And I'm like, what do you mean all the way? It's not even a 30-minute drive. But for some reason, people in Trinidad had this thing that, you know, in their mind, commuting from one place to the other was a big deal. And so I just don't see it as that. Here, I come in, like I said, I get in my car and I go where I have to go. Even, you know, it's not a problem to drive from Baytown to the other side of Houston, the Sugar Land, 45 minutes. We just do that. But that was another issue or another cultural difference, I should say, that I noticed. But, you know, the stay in Trinidad was beautiful. The people are beautiful. I would definitely make it a point to go to Trinidad at least once a year and bring my children back with me once a year because I enjoyed it. Regardless of the different things or the differences that we had in terms of the lifestyle, I would still, you know, I definitely will make it a point to go back and enjoy the culture and the people again.
That's great. I remember taking the girls back to St. Lucia on vacation and my younger one, Melanie, saying, Mom, we need to go there more often, and why didn't I go to school there? And I'm going, you know what, it probably would not have been a bad idea because I think that the kids are so much more structured. There's less distraction as far as, you know, being focused, and it happens for some and not for others. But I just knew that I was a lot more focused. And you find the kids that come over here, you know, straight from the islands, like they say, and they get into school, they do much better.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't know what you experience.
That is true, but it depends on the child and the individual. I think, I do think that the school system on a whole in the Caribbean, in terms of the academics, is a lot more intense than the school system here. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I do agree with in the Caribbean is that all the schools, regardless of what school, what parish, what village, all the children wear uniforms, which I'm a big proponent of that. You're not worried about what you're wearing. You know you have no other option. You're wearing your tan blouse and your maroon skirt or your blue skirt. You're not worried about what jeans or what tennis shoes or what name brand that you're wearing to school because you're going to school. And that's your main focus, not about being a fashionista about being Miss Best Dressed or Mr. Best Dressed. You're worried about going and focusing all your time and efforts into learning and actually building a camaraderie with your schoolmates.
Tell me about being in Baytown and going to school and with your parents being from Trinidad. Comparing yourself to your friends that went to school with their parents being from Baytown.
Well, it's funny because when being from the Caribbean, when my friends would call, you know, my mom would not be very happy if someone would call, let's just say it's 7 o'clock at night and someone calls and says, may I speak to Marissa? My mom would say, well, good night to you too. You just would not, you don't call without saying good night. One of the things that it's just a must. We were raised with manners and we expect for our children to have manners when dealing with other people. And so that was one big difference. The other big difference was I couldn't go out and do whatever I wanted to do. I had to be home at a certain time and I had to conduct myself in a certain manner because my mom was just not going to have that. And so that was one of the differences for sure, the way, the strictness, I could say. And I'm not upset about the strictness. I think that it was definitely something that I needed. It helped me to be who I am now. So, I mean, that was one of the main differences. The other difference is that it was very important to me to always excel and to overachieve in school, always.
I think that parents of Caribbean heritage always stressed education, and it was so important that the kids, you know, got in their books, did their homework. And I think what that has done, and being tough on you, you probably thought they were strict at the time, but now that you have your own daughters, I bet you appreciate what your mom did for you and how she raised you.
Oh yes, that goes without being said, because it kind of molded me as to who I am today. Of course, if you ask my mom, she would probably never admit it, but I know my mom had three children. I was the middle child, and I was the bad one.
Oh.
I was the one who was constantly bucking the system. My sister was always Miss. I called her Miss Goody Two Shoes because she always did what she was supposed to. And I was the one who my mom always had to give that special attention to. You know, the special book.
Absolutely.
But like I said, that molded me as the person I am today, and I'm grateful for that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're gonna switch gears for a minute and talk about the very important foundation that I know you, Marissa, is involved in, and it's called Cleaning for Heroes Foundation. Can you tell us a little bit about that foundation?
The Cleaning for Heroes Foundation was started in 1995, I believe, by a lady named Tori. Her husband was, I believe it was in the Gulf War, and he came home, and it was very difficult for her to take care of him because he had post-traumatic shock syndrome, the thing that a lot of veterans deal with after being in physical combat. So she decided to start a foundation that would help the veterans as well as the family of veterans to get their house cleaned and to provide different services. And so once I read about that organization, I knew that Baytown had a large population of veterans, not just Baytown and the surrounding areas, because that's where we clean. We service Baytown, Mount Bellevue, Crosby, 25-mile radius within the greater Baytown area. And we have a large, active Veterans of Foreign War organization in this area. And so that was something that I said, okay, this would be a wonderful opportunity for me to help individuals as well as promote. And so that's the reason I decided to join Cleaning for Heroes. We've gotten our first veteran that we will be taking care of at the end of this month, so I'm looking forward to doing that. And I'm looking forward to doing more work with the organization and actually, you know, helping the organization grow in this area and actually getting other cleaning services in this area to jump on board.
That's great. Are there any family members in the military?
For me? No, My husband's brother was in the Gulf War. He was he's an ex-Marine, and so I guess that's the reason why I was somewhat partial to it, because when he came back from the war, he didn't have the stress like some other guys did. However, he did tell a lot of stories, and that was really touching to me. And I know that, you know, we are here, we're so far removed from it that we don't really know what's going on. Even right now in Afghanistan and Iraq, those soldiers are putting their life on the line for the liberties and the freedoms of other people. And so we really do owe them some type of homage in terms of doing things for them when they come back, so that they just want to say, oh, good, you know, good job, that they'll feel appreciated for the work that they've done.
I agree. So Cleaning for Heroes Foundation pretty much gives you a sense of fulfillment, and you feel like you're pretty much giving back.
Yes, and that's one of the things that it's also I consider it a weakness for me. I love giving back to people, sometimes to my demise, but that's one of the ministry that I feel that I'm strongest at. I do like to help people, and that things that I do is the Cleaning for Heroes. And in the future, like I said, I plan on having my own foundation where we're going to focus on people who have cancer and get their houses clean for them while they're going through that most terrible time in their life.
Marissa, what motivates you on a daily basis?
What motivates me on a daily basis is my relationship with Jesus Christ. I can't start my day without prayer. I cannot do that, and so once that happens, it gives me the strength to continue on, because you know how it is running your own business. You know
that.
It's hard. You know, from dealing with the employees to dealing with the, you know, the customers, or even the challenges of daily living can be sometimes difficult and puts you in a position sometimes where you don't even want to continue on. So unless you have that relationship with Jesus Christ, for me, that's what motivates me and keeps me going.
Amen. I totally agree with you. Well, I've got one last question for our special guest today, Marissa Alexis Lewis of Elite Housekeepers. What sets your company apart from the others in the area?
Well, what sets us apart from other companies in the area is our name speaks for itself. We're elite. But that means we're set apart. We're on a different level. Our quality of service should be the same as our name. It's elite. And so our service is not just something that people use. It's something that people, they use it and they like it, love the service. It's something that they've not to love. And so we have friendly employees who come in and actually develop relationships with our clients. We're just not here to come and clean and go on. If there's a problem, we're always available. Most of my customers have my cell phone number. It's not a problem for me to give it out to them. They can call me at any time to discuss any issue that they may have with the service. And so I think the one-on-one and the customer-friendly and the customer-focused initiative that we've taken on is what sets us apart from other cleaning services.
Okay, well said. It's been a pleasure talking with you today. We will be ending our segment at this time. We hope you enjoyed the show and that it inspired at least one person to pursue their entrepreneurial dream. I'd like to thank you again, Marissa, of Elite Housekeeping. You keep the positive spirit going. My name is Lucia Bates, president of Caribbean American Heritage Foundation of Texas and principal of LB Marketing Solutions. We'd love to hear from you. Please email us at caribscene@gmail.com. Again, caribscene@gmail.com. Please support peppypromotions.com, the Island Groove Show, which comes on Saturdays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, at CaribbeanVibesRadio.com. Additional information, go to CaribbeanHeritageTexas.org. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, warm wishes to you.